An internal audit released today by the City of Tampa blasts Lowry Park Zoo president Lex Salisbury and suggests that he could be prosecuted criminally for overcharging the zoo for animals he sold to them and took zoo property to his private business. At a news conference this afternoon, Santiago Carrada, the City of Tampa's Neighborhood Services Administrator, responded to a question if he believed that Salisbury's actions were illegal.
I'm not a law enforcement official, so I couldn't tell you based on a personal level, based on some of these things, there's some serious issues and allegations here that need to be looked at.
Carrada was asked if he believed Salisbury's actions were criminal in nature.
Again, when you have trading of assets at a higher price, lower price, and you have assets that were donated to the zoo and turn up at a private property, I think you have to draw your own conclusion on that.
Media reports back in April first revealed that Salisbury had been running an exotic animal park in Polk County called Safari Wild for the last year. The conflict of interest and other issues have grown bigger throughout the year, and earlier this month, the Association of Zoos and Aquariums temporarily revoked the accreditation of the zoo. The preliminary audit does not list a complete price tag as to how much money Salisbury transferred assets from the zoo to his own personal business interest. But the report does list the cost of purchasing a group bird consortium for the zoo, but transferred to Safari Wild to be $44,975. The City of Tampa owns the land that holds the zoo. Roger Strout is the City of Tampa's internal auditor who reviewed all the transactions between Lowry Park Zoo and Safari Wild. He discussed the animal transactions purchased for the zoo that Salisbury later sold to Safari Wild for different prices.
We also noted that there was a zebra that was a pair of them that he purchased on the open market for $2,000. And then later, in another point in time, when zebras were transferred to the zoo, a $10,000 credit was taken. So as you can see, buy low and sell high happened here.
Strout said it was difficult to evaluate the price of animals.
We noticed a number of transactions where the zoo would either donate, loan, or sell to his enterprise animals. And rather than pay for them with cash, he'd keep a running tab with the zoo. And one of the problems that you have is when the same person that owns Safari Wild and runs the zoo and makes sales to his business, it's problematic when there's no appraisal or independent assessment of what the value of the animals are.
Another finding in the report is that there is a culture of fear at the zoo. Internal Auditor Roger Strout.
One of the concepts is when an employee is asked to work at Safari Wild, and we have a letter from one employee that's actually terminated, indicated that they were required to work at Safari Wild and they didn't have time to. Whenever we see employees see a conflict of interest where their boss is asking them to work at another facility, many of them feel afraid to say no because they might lose their job. So we really felt that there was a trend we saw during our interviews that different employees were working at these facilities and questioned whether that was appropriate. We certainly think it's inappropriate because it doesn't give the employee the opportunity to say no if they're required to work there and they do not want to.
Salisbury has said he never profited from the transactions with the zoo. He has said his intention was to provide temporary space for the animals who needed space to roam or were displaced by construction. Next week, the executive committee of the zoo will hold a meeting to be briefed directly on the city's audit findings and decide what to do next regarding Salisbury. City of Tampa employee Santiago Carrada was recently put on that board. He was asked what he would recommend.
As one member of the executive committee, it is my opinion that he cannot serve. But again, I want to reference that by saying that that board has that full responsibility to make that decision. It is not my decision. But based on the audit findings that have been presented, I would find it very difficult for him to be able to manage and operate the zoo on behalf of that zoological society, the board that must take action regarding his future and his leadership.
Initially, the chairman of the executive committee of the zoo said the zoo's auditors had gone through transactions with Safari Wild and found no conflict. Carrada was asked how to reconcile that initial finding with this new report.
Well, and I think you have to look at the scope, what their financial auditors do. The scope of an end-year financial audit is very, very different than an audit of this nature. So I think you have to weigh what those scopes are all about and what you're really looking for in order to determine whether something was missed and was done by accident or they weren't looking for these types of transactions. We went in and looked at more than financial books. We went in and looked at a lot of other things that their scope, their end of year financial audit would not have looked at.